You didn't really die. You only went away. My drummer, he saw you buying supplies about a week ago, a couple towns away. South on the interstate, I gave him shit for not telling me sooner than he did. He said he thought I knew. He said everybody else has seen her too, but I haven't been around that much or kept in touch with anyone or anything. You didn't really die, although it seems as if you did. Why would you have to hide? And who stayed on with you while you hid? Through all those silent nights, that silence sure can be real loud, louder than of ours, chronicled and buried in the backyard. Dig them up today. Attach a note that says they're yours. Leave them at the door of the supply store in hopes that when you come along, you'll bring yourself to reading them. You'll wonder from precisely that their moment on. Yeah, you'll wonder, why would I want to die? Why would I want to die? Why would I want to die?
That song makes me think of Delhi. This is actually really funny, because me and Aaron, about a million years ago, we used to practice in this little warehouse in Turlock, like when Aaron still had dreadlocks. To my credit, I never held it against him. We're like, hey, we're gonna play shows in the public in front of people, and we have to, make it presentable. So we're trying to get enough material to play, but back then there wasn't plenty. So I had a song that I liked by this guy called Cat Stevens. But I don't know what his name is now. It's like Shalik Abalik. At the risk of sounding like a weird, like racist, I can't pronounce his name. I'm sorry. You know he has a new name, right? Yusuf Islam.